It's Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this fall at the E4 Experience, coming to Atlanta on October 15th. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from A State of Control, Episode 60. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Fregosa, Troy Morgan, and Oliver Hall, talking about source code. Troy Morgan starts off talking about the tools programmers can use to improve the quality of their source code.
I think the most important thing is recognizing that that tools for all kinds of different pieces of writing code are important. You've got to sort of build your tool set. You know, it's no different than any other trade in any other industry, that if you are using the wrong tool for the job, you're going to have a negative result or a result that's not as good as it could have been, right? So tools are very, very important. Stepping through that, though, to understand the right tools. Well, you've got tools that help you sort of design, simple Visio org chart or something. You know, start with the end in mind a little bit, and begin building a framework on paper. Oliver said something that's sort of near and dear to my heart, because it's what I do too. You write code, and then you go, okay, let me write a little test thing. And then you go back and you kind of update the code you wrote. Reality is, we should probably be doing it a little different, and we should probably focus on a few tests, get some results, be able to take those metrics and then use those to decide on maybe what the next steps are. Every piece of code to some degree has a foundation. You have to have a solid foundation. As long as you've written your code in such a way that you know that piece is an untouched piece, that it's something that you can rely on because it foundationally does what its IO needs to do and presents you with what you need to then take the next step with whatever it is, that's extremely important. I think that anybody writing any kind of code, whether it's AV or other, has to have some understanding of how versioning needs to work for them. What is a large change versus a small change? How do you document that? How do you sort of model it in such a way that version 2.1.7.9 means something, right? What is that? And something that is written, documented, and everybody follows is extremely important. I think it's crucial, especially to that foundational piece, whatever that is. I think you get that right, and you get that foundation right, you sort of put yourself in a position where you can guarantee some things. And then back to Uncle Rich's point, that's where the money is. That's where we are a business. It's step one. We're a business. We got to make money. That's where the money really, really is. Once you can sort of trust yourself, trust your team trust a process, a versioning scheme, and a foundation, you've now got something that you can build on.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.